From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Missouri's annual Right to Life rally took place in the Capitol yesterday, where top administration officials promised to stay committed to passing some of the strongest anti-abortion legislation in the country. Meg Cunningham has more from Jefferson City.
Some state lawmakers have said they would like to see Missouri's abortion laws challenge Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court case which federally legalized abortion. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said he would take the case to the United States Supreme Court if that is what it took.
And I can promise you this, I will not flinch, I will not falter in this fight for life, even if that takes us all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
The House recently approved sweeping legislation which would essentially ban abortions in the state of Missouri. The bill is now in the Senate, where it is expected to meet opposition. In Jefferson City, I'm Meg Cunningham.
Under a revised University of Missouri system policy, research and teaching faculty on the non-tenure track, or NTT, will be notified earlier if they're not being rehired. The change came from UM System President Munchoy via email to all four campuses. It requires the system to notify all NTT faculty members who have been employed for 5 or more years at least 1 year in advance if they're not going to be rehired for the coming academic year. This will give them more time to plan their futures versus the minimum 3 months notice previously required. The matter became especially salient in early 2018 when MU announced that more than 800 NTT faculty were in jeopardy of non-renewal. Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe and Speaker of the House Elijah Hara announced yesterday plans to develop a task force to look deeper into a Hyperloop system for the state of Missouri. Meg Cunningham has more from Jefferson City.
Lieutenant Governor Kehoe, who will chair the committee, said at a press conference that Missouri is capable of exploring its options for the Hyperloop system, which would allow Missourians to travel to and from St. Louis, Columbia, and Kansas City in less than 30 minutes.
So we're a state that has the ingenuity, technology, the resources to look at what's next in the future, and I think this is an exciting step to try to figure out what the process is about, what we have to offer.
Speaker Har fawned on Missouri's past in innovating the interstate and said the natural next step is to be a leader in developing the Hyperloop system. He did not rule out private sector funding if the project advances forward, although there is no private investment at this time. In the state capitol, I'm Meg Cunningham.
A Missouri House panel yesterday significantly dialed back legislation that backers contend is aimed at ensuring that those accused of rape and sex-based discrimination in college are treated fairly. House Judiciary Committee members stripped down the bill following pushback from universities and victim rights advocates, who warned the measure could mean fewer victims report abuse. The legislation deals with complaints filed under Title IX, a federal law that bans sex-based discrimination in education. The Missouri bill would apply to both public and private colleges and universities. Republican Representative Dee Dorman's original proposal would have allowed people who report abuse to be sued for filing false complaints, and it also would have allowed university staffers who handle those complaints to be sued. Committee members cut those provisions from the bill. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.